In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to share something with you. Yesterday, as I was going into the church, a young man looked at me and said, "Pastor DiLorenzo." So I said, "Yes." He said, "I need to talk to you." So I brought him to the church, and I was in back of the church so that no one could hear us. He said, "I want to tell you something. My father-in-law was going to have an operation on his prostate, and he at 3 o'clock in the morning was listening to your YouTube, 'Worrying is useless, just trust Jesus.' So we called the man. He said, 'Something came over me when I was reading that. It was the Holy Spirit.' This man lived in Georgia, and he asked his son-in-law to come looking for me. First, the son-in-law went to Holy Rosary. I don't know what happened there. They must have told him something. He says, 'I went into the internet, and I found you here. My father-in-law wants to talk to you.' I said, 'Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that God knows how to work even when I'm not doing it, even on YouTube? Isn't that wonderful?' Something came over him. I tell you, it was the Holy Spirit that came over him. This is wonderful. I also had a little lady I've been praying for with cancer, and she said, 'I have something wonderful to tell you. They can't find it.' I said, 'Isn't that wonderful? They can't find it. That's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.' And then someone else came to me yesterday and said, 'You prayed for my friend, and he didn't have cancer. Thank you for your prayers.' I tell you, this is wonderful that God knows how to move by his Holy Spirit. God knows how to move by his Holy Spirit. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that God wants to move in your life by the Holy Spirit? This is so great that I just am flabbergasted that these things happened. Three things yesterday were told to me. So we pray for Richard in Georgia, and we pray for his son-in-law who was faithful to find me, and we pray that God's Holy Spirit would inundate them and fill them with love, love, love. I'm reading from the 18th chapter of St. John. After Jesus had spoken these words, that there would be one as I am in thee and thou art in me, that there would be completely one in us, so that the world would know that you sent me, he went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley. Now he went from the cenacle down these stairs, which is still there. That's the way he had to do it. Across the Kidron Valley into the Garden of Olives, the Olive Garden. Across the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place because Jesus often met there with his disciples, Gethsemane. The crushing of the olive is what it means. And Jesus is going to be crushed by the sins of the world. This is for you. This is for me. Not only is he going to be crushed, he's going to die for you and for me. Yes, it's all about us. He did it for us. We can't get to heaven on our own. He died so that we would not live a life that was vain, but that we would live a life and go to heaven. Yes, by his death and blood, we go to heaven. Not because I'm a priest, but because by his death and blood, we go to heaven. So Judas brought a detachment of soldiers together with the police and the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that was to happen to him, came forward and asked them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I am he." And what happens when he says, "I am he"? Everyone falls back. They fall back. The power of the name of God, I am. I am he. And they fall back. Oh, yes, this is God's will. Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. And when Jesus said to them, "I am he," they fell back and fell to the ground. Oh, yes, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful. I am. I am. I am. Moses said, "Give us your name." He said, "I am who I am." And Jesus said, "I am he." And they fell back. The power of God was on Jesus and on them. I wonder what they felt like when they fell back. I wonder if they said, "Should we change our mind as to put him to death?" Again, he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you are looking for me, let these men go." Why? This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken. "I did not lose a single one of them because you gave me them." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. The slave's name was Malchus. Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me? Am I not to drink the cup of suffering, for you and for me?" Oh, yes, Jesus drinks the cup so that we, you and I, would go to heaven as we surrender to Jesus. "Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" So the soldiers and their officers and the Jewish police arrested Jesus and bound him. First they took him to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was better to have one person die for the people. He said that as the high priest. Simon Peter and the other disciple, I think it's John, followed Jesus, since the disciple was known to the high priest. Let's continue. Since the disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the woman who guarded the gate and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not. I am not." Oh, Jesus prophesied that he would deny who Jesus was. And when the cock crowed, Peter went and wept bitterly. Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. It was the end of March, the beginning of April. And they were standing around it, warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews came together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them, and they know what I said." I remember going to see one of the bishops, and they were upset with me. And they said, "You need a parish." And I said, "You've been listening to gossip." I said, "Why don't you ask Father Heary or Father Bloot if I've been with them? They didn't want me to leave." Then he said, "Where do you want to go?" That's how I got to Holy Rosary. The bishop said, "We'll let you do your radio." And I said, "He's talking as the high priest. We'll let you do your radio." That was in 1995. When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me?" Imagine, he had done nothing but good, and they slap him in the face. They slap him in the face. How many times have we slapped him in the face when we've committed sin? But he gave us a sacrament to ask forgiveness. Oh, yes. But you don't wait for the sacrament. You ask forgiveness right away and then go to the sacrament. Oh, yes. I tell you, they slapped him in the face. Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Remember, it's cold. They asked him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" And again Peter denied it. And at that moment, the cock crowed. And what did Peter do in Luke's gospel? He went out and wept bitterly. He had betrayed his master. You know, we betray our master too when we sin. We betray him. Remember that the passion was done for you. The passion was done for me. Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters of Pilate so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered, "If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews replied, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death." You see, they want Jesus dead. They want Jesus dead. This was to fulfill what Jesus had said when he indicated the kind of death he was to die, death upon a cross. But he said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself." Every man and every woman, from Adam and Eve until the last person to be born, I will draw all men and women unto myself. Then Pilate entered the headquarters. Again he summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate replied, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and your chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. Who were the followers? There would be the angels. If my kingdom were of this world, the angels would come and fight for me. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. John 17:17, Your word is truth. Jesus came to testify to the truth. Do you know that? Do you know that? That he came to testify to the truth. But the truth spoken in love. You can kill people with the truth. It needs to be spoken with love. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Pilate asked him, What is truth? This is amazing. Truth is standing before Pilate, and he asked, What is truth? Jesus said in another place, the 14th chapter of John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What is truth? This is ridiculous. He has no idea that the truth is embodied in the person of Jesus. After he had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, I find no case against him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? They shouted in reply, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a bandit. So that's what Pilate said, I want to release Barabbas or Jesus, make a choice. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged because they chose Barabbas. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. It was done for you, that you would have a crown in heaven. The crown of thorns was not little thorns like on a rose bush. They were an inch big, an inch in length. And I tell you, they plaited that on his head to make fun of him that he was a king. And they put a purple cloak around him. They dressed him in a purple robe. Jesus is the April Fool. He is the April Fool whom the people put a crown of thorns on his head and a purple robe. They kept coming up to him saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and striking him on the face. Pilate went out again and said to them, Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him. So Jesus went out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe for you, for me. But then, Here is the man, Ecce Homo. Behold the man. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die because he has claimed to be the Son of God. Now when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. Unfortunately, Pilate had no guts. He releases Jesus to be crucified on a cross. He had no guts. And you know what? Many of us as Christians have no guts either. We don't want to tell people about Jesus. We don't want to turn them off. And if we don't tell them who is, they're not going to read the Bible. We're the only scripture that they're going to read when we witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever. He entered the headquarters again and asked Jesus, "Where do you come from?" But Jesus gave no answer. Why? He was busy absorbing the sins of the world. "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." Jesus gave no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given to you from above," that the Father gave him that power. All power comes from God. We need to use the power in love. Jesus said, "You shall be received power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." He's given the church power and authority. But you know what? If we don't use it, other people will use it. We have been given power and authority to speak in the name of Jesus, to heal the sick, to cast out demons. Oh, yes. "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor." Again, Pilate has no courage. He has no guts. But this is why Jesus was born. He is the only baby born to die. Every other baby is born to live and not to die. To live and to live eternally. Oh, yes. No baby is born to die but Jesus Christ. This is why he came into the world, to bear witness to the truth and to die on a cross and to absorb the sins, your sins and my sins. Then Pilate, when he heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat him on the judge's bench at the place called Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also had the inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. It was outside the walls. We'll continue with this tomorrow. I want to tell you again, God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. A woman called me today and asked me to pray for her because she has cancer that has spread. And I said, "I will pray for you." And I prayed for her over the phone. You see, people know who to call. People know who to call. I am so blessed that God sends these people to me to pray for them. So today I want to pray for baby Lincoln. I want to pray for Donnie. I want to pray for all the other people that I've been asked to pray for. And in the name of Jesus, be completely healed by the power of the blood. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God is the God of miracles. Believe him for a miracle today. God is the God of miracles. He said that he would give us power and authority. I say to you and to myself, use it today. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.